Chapter 1. The wind howled in from the North Sea, as if an army of screaming witches rode its tail. Carried on it were needles of freezing rain that cut into the skin of anyone foolhardy enough to brave the elements that December night in 1879. The River Tay foamed and coiled angrily, frustrated by the thick stone walls of the Esplanade in its efforts to break through and engulf the town of Dundee. Waves battered at the shore, throwing high sheets of ghost-like spray. In the east, where the estuary met the incoming tide, a sinister, black and boiling eddy threatened to suck ships to their death. But none ventured out that night, and seamen huddled in portside bars, listening to the screaming gale, grateful to be safe on land. In the vaults, rat-infested tenements in the centre of the town, families huddled together, fearful that the storm would lift off roofs, breach walls or smash windows. Children clung to their mothers, who flinched at each blast, which swept round flimsy doors and filled the hovels with an icy chill. Even in the comfortable turreted mansions of the men who owned the mills and factories in the city by the Tay, there were many furrowed brows.
"There'll be a fair amount of damage to repair when this blows itself out. How will that affect the profit margins?"
the magnates asked. The Exchange Coffee House stood on a corner overlooking Dundee Harbour. Normally very busy, tonight it was empty, and only the storm raged its way through the swinging doors as David Moody, tenant of the establishment, paused in his polishing of the brass-railed counter and raised his head to listen to the wind's threats.
"I hope Martha's got the sense to stay in Newport and not come home in this," he thought.
His worries were interrupted by the arrival of a brave patron, huddled in a thick coat and wiping his wet face with the end of a dripping scarf.
"My word, Dave."